You're tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dane. Now, plans are now well underway for West Ham to move to the Olympic Stadium in time for the 2016-17 season. Now, it seems like that's definitely going ahead, and there's nothing really going to stop it after various court cases and things like that. Now, the last couple of months have seen the cranes returning to the stadium, and when you go past it, I mean, it's not to be confused, of course, with the piece of art there, the tower that's there as well, the Olympic Tower. Anyway, they're all working towards the conversion of the stadium. Now, the most obvious visible sign of this, of course, is they've already moved the floodlight towers as well. If you go past, if you've been up that way, you'll see that the floodlight towers, they've already gone. Now, the deal is that West Ham Football Club will pay upfront £15 million for a 99-year lease. And from then on, £2 million a year after that rent. But these figures, of course, they're small fry compared with the estimated £429 million it cost to build the stadium in the first place, and the conversion costs, which could reach up to another £190 million. We're talking big money here. Now, conversion plans include reducing the seating capacity from 80,000 to between 54,000 and 60,000, with a retractable system allowing the venue to be converted from a football stadium to an athletics arena within days. Seats, what they're going to do is they slide over the running track, bringing West Ham fans closer to the action. This has been the big issue throughout the whole thing. Now, funding has certainly been an issue as well, with Newham Council controversially putting up a £40 million loan to help finance the deal. And a number of commentators have also voiced concerns there have also been inadequate safeguards to place to ensure that the current club owners do not cash in on selling the bowling ground as a valuable piece of real estate and make a quick profit at the taxpayers' expense. A few months back, I went down to the bowling ground to find out what the Hammers fans made of it all.
I'm happy with the atmosphere at the Upton Park, to be honest. Everything's around here, the pubs, the restaurants, the cats and everything. I've been coming here for years now. I've got the same group of people sitting around me, so it's like a little family.
Well, I shall miss this place, but I think it'll be all right. As long as I can get nice and near the front, if I get a good seat, I get a good seat. If I don't, I don't.
Don't agree with it, to be honest. I mean, if they move in 3 years' time and we play someone like Wigan, how are you going to get 54,000 people to sit and watch West Ham v Wigan? I just don't see it myself. I don't know, I don't like the whole idea, this whole retractable seats. I think it might lose the atmosphere a bit. I like the fact that when you're here, sure, the players get to hear all the banter amongst the stands. You might lose that sort of factor going to the Olympic Stadium.
I've been coming here for over 50 years. It's been a lovely old ground, but the environment is not the same as it was when it was first built. Most of these people around here don't come from West Ham anymore. I come from Colchester. Most of us travel down here from Mountain Essex or elsewhere. We need better transport links. We need a ground that can expand. Here, it's outlived its purpose. As much as I love it, but it's time to go.
Not for me. I would sooner be here, quite frankly, yeah. Mr. Sullivan and his cohorts, they're in it for the money. That's my opinion, you know, but such is life.
I've got mixed feelings. We won't own the ground. What's going to happen to all the money when this is sold?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. We're going to get a bigger stadium. We're going to attract a lot more fans, and we go up and up and up.
As football always, you know, today, do you know what I mean? Football ain't football these days, is it? It's all a big commercial business now. It's not really directly aimed at the fans. It's all about the money that's involved in football these days in general, I think. It's going to be upsetting, do you know what I mean? Upton Park's been our home for many, 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 many years now, and it's going to be sad to see us leaving here, Green Street, do you know what I mean? But bigger and better things ahead, hopefully.
I don't like it. I'd sooner come here. They're doing it for the money. These big stadiums, so far away from the action, made their mind up now and that's it. So whatever we say, will make no difference.
Absolutely marvellous. Brilliant for the club. Get a few more supporters in there. Get a few more away supporters in. I think the atmosphere will be absolutely marvellous.
My name's Andrew. I sail over land and sea the West Ham fans in. My heart will be gutted to leave this place. My head says it's got to happen. The seating over the track has softened the blow a little bit. But
could you just explain? People who don't really understand how that works, can you explain
sure.
how that's going
to
work?
I was worried that we'd be so far from the pitch that you wouldn't be able to see anything, but fortunately they're getting the temporary seating installed over the track, so that should make it a little bit better. But
and that's the running track that goes round at the stadium, yeah? Right. And originally they were just going to leave that there. Now, and what is it they're proposing now they're going to do?
They're now putting some temporary retractable seating over the track on the football match days there, and they can take it back during the summer for the Athletics, so makes it a little bit better for us. But we'll still be sad and disappointed and gutted to leave Upton Park, that's for sure.
Why?
Because all of our history, our memories, the atmosphere of the place, it'll be heart-wrenching to leave all that behind, that's for sure.
And what do you think the driving force behind all this move is?
I think a genuine desire to progress the club forward, to make us grow, to make us compete with the top clubs. Obviously it will line our owners' pockets as well, so they've got that interest. But yeah, it's to build a bigger future for the club, I'd hope.
Now, some people have said, well, maybe what could be happening with the owners here, what they're going to do is they're going to move to the stadium there, they're going to sell the Upton Park ground, and then they're going to cash in and then just disappear. What do you think of that?
I wouldn't rule it out, that's for sure. Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out.
And what do you think could be done to stop that all?
I'm not sure there's a lot that can be done, to be honest. I mean, obviously, the local council are likely to favour that, so they can get some development and regeneration in the area. Small businesses maybe putting up a fight against it, but
how do you mean small business? What's the problem there?
I suppose, you know, your little local chip shops around here and your supermarkets and yeah, your news agents and people like that, you know. Obviously got the pie and mash and chip shops in the Barking Road there, but hey, that's life, got to move on.
And finally, yeah, one reason to go to the Olympic Stadium, what would that be?
The future, yeah, to take the club up to the next level, to make the most of our supporter base, and yeah, let's compete with the big boys, bring it on.
And of course, if you're a West Ham fan, you'd we got a draw, didn't we, last night? A draw against Chelsea. And everyone was saying we were going to get thrashed. It didn't happen. It held them off to a draw, which against Chelsea was a way to Chelsea as well. A bit of a victory for that. Of course, West Ham struggling a bit at the moment, still in the bottom three, still in the relegation zone. It could even be that, and I hope this isn't the case, but it could even be that West Ham ends up in a stadium, the iconic Olympic Stadium, but they're not even in the Premiership. This could even happen. No, I'd hope not. But anyway, stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM, because after the break, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a special surprise guest who's just come in here into the studio, and we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days into the weekend. Stay tuned.
Next time you have to sniffle.